My name is Nini. Hello, you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
My husband and I both have an appointment for next Monday, and he's having some heart issues, and he's going to have to see a cardiologist Monday morning at 8:45. And see, our appointment was at 9 o'clock with you all, you know, to get our vaccine. And we'd been so excited to know we could get that because I'm 78 and he's 87. But he's having irregular rhythm in his heart, and his medical doctor referred him to a doctor that he will see Monday morning. So as bad as I hate to, honey, I guess we'll have to cancel. We could come like tomorrow or
Monday.
Evening after he sees the cardiologist.
So you're saying that you already made an appointment,
yes,
and you can't take the appointment. That's what you're saying, right?
Right. He's got an appointment at 8:45 Monday morning with a cardiologist. He's having irregular rhythm.
So ma'am, the people that called you, the site that called you?
No, I called them and made the appointment. It's James R. Ledbetter and Carol Ledbetter.
Hold on. You mean the pre-register just to get on the list? You haven't been given an appointment date yet, or have you?
Yes. It's supposed to be Monday morning at 9 o'clock.
The people that called you, that gave you that appointment, or when you called them, you need to call that number back. This is another number for testing sites.
Yes, for the testing. Well, I've tried calling the regular number in the phone book. I'll try that again, okay, and see if I can get them.
Do you remember the number that called you?
No.
Is it on your phone? Can you check your phone and see when they called
week?
You?
It was last week, honey.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'll try to call back another day.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I understand, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, Horn.
Thank you. Bye-bye.